It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we get the latest in national politics, from Puerto Rican debt to the 2016 presidential race with Harry Enten. First, today, a group of Democrats filed a federal lawsuit against state election officials over redistricting by Republican lawmakers in 2011. The redrawn state legislative assembly map solidified GOP support in certain areas, helped give the party a firm grip on state government. This new lawsuit follows separate litigation that led a three-judge panel to redraw two assembly districts and reprimand Republican lawmakers for drawing their new maps in secret. The panel determined that two districts on Milwaukee's south side violated voting rights of Latinos there, but it left all other districts intact. The new lawsuit alleges the districts are so partisan that they are unconstitutional. Former State Senator Dale Schultz is with us now to talk about why he supports this lawsuit. He's a former Republican state senator from Richland Center. Senator Schultz, welcome to Central Time.
Well, I'm glad to be here today.
So as we mentioned, not the first time this district map has been challenged in court. What makes this new lawsuit different?
Well, first of all, I need to explain a couple things. I am a Republican, and I want Republicans to win. But I think it's very important that we all understand that democracy requires more than just a partisan victory. It requires access for every citizen, and it requires truly competitive elections. I believe elections should be won on ideas, and when elections aren't competitive, when they aren't based on ideas, we tend to see corruption, we see hubris. And that's my interest in this lawsuit. Senator Cullen and I are not plaintiffs, but we are supporting the lawsuit through Wisconsin's Fair Elections Project, because we know what every other citizen that we come in contact with around the state of Wisconsin knows, and that is there's something horribly amiss in our politics, that our elected representatives are choosing their voters rather than the voters choosing them, and they seem to be arrogant and out of touch with what the public wants. And I think you can directly trace what I've just said to the low approval ratings in Washington, D.C., and in Madison, Wisconsin, for the politicians who inhabit the environs of those two capitals.
Now, this is the way things have worked in Wisconsin. Both parties in different states have taken advantage of these kind of redistricting laws. Why does this rise to the level of being something that needs to be challenged in court, something that's maybe even unconstitutional?
Well, let me reiterate something you just said here, and that is we're talking about a problem that is out there in both political parties. In Wisconsin, we just happen to have Republicans in control. In Illinois, it's the other way around. In Maryland, Rhode Island, it's the other way around. But the results are the same. What happens is the will of the electorate is ignored. And I think when we have that, people tend to get frustrated and angry, and there has to be a way of getting around legislators who hold all the levers of power, and that way is that third branch of government, the judicial branch. And what this lawsuit seeks to do is to, for the first time, provide a test for something that judges in the past have said they have an interest in. And I have to quickly explain something.
Sure.
Or three quick court cases. In 86, at Davis versus Brandenmeyer, the court recognized that gerrymandering can be unconstitutional if it's severe enough. That's number one. Number two, in 2004, in a case called Beef versus Jubilier, five justices confirmed that gerrymandering is justiciable. That is, that the courts are competent to handle gerrymander claims. However, the justices could not agree on a test for gerrymandering and, in fact, rejected several proposed approaches. In the third case, in 2006, called Lulac versus Perry, five justices, an outright majority, said they were interested in basing a test on a concept known as partisan symmetry. Partisan symmetry is the idea that a district should treat major parties symmetrically in terms of the conversion of their votes into seats. Neither party should be able to translate its popular support into legislative power more efficiently than its rival. Second of all, you have to understand what is the efficiency gap. And that is the measure number, all the what is called packing and cracking in a district plan. Cracking and packing are the two techniques used by legislators at the, and they're at the heart of every gerrymander. What it means is that cracking is where parties' supporters are among multiple districts, are apportioned to multiple districts so as to dilute their power. And packing means stuffing party supporters into a few districts where they make up overwhelming majorities. Then all the votes cast by those voters, about 50%, are wasted. The efficiency gap is simply a measure of the difference between parties' respective wasted votes in an election divided by the total number of votes cast. I know that's a lot. We have a short period of time, but what I'm trying to indicate is there's a mathematical, simple procedure that can be used to determine what is unconstitutional gerrymandering, and that's what we're asking the courts to decide, is to use this efficiency gap as a measure. It's something that the courts have experience with. They used it when we first made the switch to one man, one vote, and the first apportionment between rural and urban areas. It's been used, I believe, when we're talking about a racial gerrymandering.
Talking to former State Senator Dale Schultz, he's a Republican. He's supporting a lawsuit announced today over redistricting here in Wisconsin, the redistricting specifically that happened in 2011, saying it gives a partisan advantage to one party, should be changed. Now, Senator Schultz, if you're successful, if the courts, at whatever level it goes to, agree that this is a valid test and that this plan, this 2011 redistricting, doesn't pass that test, what redress are you looking for? What would change if this is successful?
What the plaintiffs are looking for is for the current map to be thrown out, for the legislature to redraw the maps in a fair way. And, of course, if they wouldn't do that, then they'd be asking the courts to do that. Where there's an intersection here is Senator Cullen and I have been going around the state promoting the whole idea of switching Wisconsin to a redistricting plan like Iowa's, where it's given to a nonpartisan commission, and then the legislators vote on the plan, and they have the options to amend plans. It's one way of approaching this. There are other states that have other ideas, but the whole point of what this lawsuit's trying to accomplish, what Tim Cullen and I have been trying to accomplish, is to put the people back in charge, where they're actually picking their representatives rather than having their representatives pick their constituents. And I think if we do that, we will see less hubris, less extremism between the two political parties, and a willingness by both political parties to sit down and actually solve the problems facing this country and the state. I know I've talked fast, but there's a lot to cover here, and this is something people should pay attention to. And if they want to be involved in the Fair Elections Project, they can register on an online petition at fairelectionsprojects.org. On Twitter and Facebook, they can search for Wisconsin Fair Elections and register their support. In the meantime, Senator Cullen and I will continue to be giving speeches around the state support this lawsuit and promote the whole petition project. And finally, I'd like to say, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, there may be an effort in this state, but we're looking forward to efforts in other states where the Democrats are in charge to do the exact same thing so that we can breathe some life back into this democracy that I think most of us would say is essential to our way of life.
Senator Schultz, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on for this period of time, and we look forward to working with all your listeners who have an interest in this issue.
That was Dale Schultz, former Republican state senator from Richland Center, with us to talk about the lawsuit he supported. It's filed today against state election officials over redistricting maps drawn by Republicans in 2011.